morning. I started to wear my cowboy boots this morning, but I knew that even if I did that, there wasn't a ghost of a chance that I'd be mistaken for Pastor Carroll. So, here we are. Let's please rise for confession. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of grace and glory, rejoice with all creation around God's throne. The light of the risen Christ puts to flight all evil deeds, washes away sin, restores innocence to the fallen, casts out hate, brings peace, and humbles earthly pride. Jesus Christ loves you and frees you from your sins by his blood. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Our first reading for this third Sunday of Easter is from the book of Acts. People address the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this, or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you had acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. The word of the Lord. We will now intone the psalm as printed in your bulletin.
Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call. Appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. You have put gladness in my heart more than when grain and
our second reading is from 1 John chapter 3. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. The word of the Lord. Please stand for the proclamation of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer, to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in the name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness to these things." The Gospel of the Lord. As a youth, my family had two Bibles in our house. One was large, lushly illustrated with colored pictures of biblical scenes. This was a typical Bible of the day, which in the front had a section for the family to record weddings, births, and deaths. Excuse me. The other Bible was a regular-sized book, easy to carry to church services. Both of these Bibles were the King James Version. The smaller one was known as the Red Letter Edition, as the words of Jesus were printed in red. Excuse me. Having a Bible with the words of Jesus printed in red let we kids, when reading the assigned Gospels in Sunday school, to skip over everything not printed in red. Now, this saved us time, which we used to annoy each other, but left large gaps in our understanding of the Gospels. Now, if you don't know already, this information should alert you that I did not grow up in a Lutheran household. In the King James Bible, the Holy Ghost is mentioned 90 times versus 4 times for the Holy Spirit. Now, whether due to inadequate Sunday school teaching or my lack of paying attention, I had a rather vague understanding as to the meaning of the Holy Ghost. Ghosts to me were either to be feared at Halloween or loved as a friendly little comic character named Casper. I suppose I understood that the Holy Ghost was one third of the Trinity. But in Sunday school, when the Holy Ghost was discussed, the Halloween character, or Casper, would be the image in my mind. Now, history and the Bible have many stories of the confusion of what is a ghost, what is the Holy Ghost, and what is the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, the disciples of Jesus thought they were seeing a ghost when he stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." The gospel says they were terrified. And this, despite having been, in today's parlance, Jesus' roadies and benefiting from his teaching, Jesus still felt compelled to ask them to touch him, to look at the nail scars on his hands and feet, and to see him eat food. Did it take all of these proofs to satisfy them that this was really Jesus? Well, it worked. It was important that the disciples believed that the image standing among them was really Jesus and not a ghost. As it leads Jesus to tell them what is the very basic belief of Lutherans. Verse 46. Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and raise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins to be proclaimed in his name. This message from a man who the disciples first thought to be a ghost is stating our belief that we are saved by grace. Just as a ghost cannot be seen, the Holy Spirit cannot be seen. But unlike a ghost, the Holy Spirit can be felt. It can overwhelm one. The fruit of the Spirit is, as Paul tells us in Galatians 5, 22, 23, 25, and 26, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, curiosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul also tells us, if we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, or envying one another. Now, often, sometimes, someone will say, the Spirit moved me to do that. Or, my spirit is really low today. I am guilty. Yeah, I am guilty of when not really wanting to perform some duty or chore, saying, the Spirit doesn't move me today. Using the word Spirit in that way can be considered blasphemy. I must learn to say instead, I'm just too lazy to do this. Good Shepherd is blessed in having members who are moved by the Spirit to work for the parish. Unfortunately, we're now at a time when each of us needs to accept the motivation of the Spirit as we are faced with selecting an interim pastor and a full-time pastor. And do not let the parish suffer during this period. Look at the empty pews among you. Notice the very few young people and even fewer infants. Let the Spirit move you to address these problems and work to solve them. If each family were to bring a new family into Good Shepherd, our vacant pews would be filled. An empty or semi-empty church is wasting an asset devoted to the Lord. Remember the old saying, waste not, want not. Excuse me. If we are wasting space devoted to God, the parish may waste away. Please don't let Good Shepherd become like a ghost. An empty or semi-empty space that was once dedicated to God and God's people. Please don't leave today thinking, well, Frank's preaching gloom and doom. I am only voicing my concern for the future of Good Shepherd. I don't want to drive by this building and it just be another building that was once a place of worship. Pardon me. Remembering the message Jesus gave to his disciples after they believed that he was really alive, that in the words of Luther, we're saved by grace. Let the Holy Spirit move us to work in ways to the benefit of the Trinity. Be receiving the Holy Spirit. Don't let it just be a ghost of a thought. Remembering Paul's message from Galatians, let us be guided by the Spirit. Let it be as friendly as Casper and as solid as your faith. And let peace be with you. Let us pray. God, please guide us to utilize all the powers of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit each day. Amen.
Rejoicing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we pray for the witness of the church, the wholeness of creation, and all who are in need. Holy God, we pray for the church in its many expressions. Strengthen the National Youth Gathering planning team. Prepare the hearts and minds of the youth and adults who will experience your love this summer. Lord, in your mercy, creating God, you gave us dominion over every living creature. Grant us wisdom to use our power to develop sustainable farming and housing practices. Slow down our rush to consume. Lord, in your mercy, merciful God, walk with all refugees who leave their homes to move to safety. Protect them on their journey. Greet them with hospitality. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate God, you heal us. For all who have not been granted the healing they desire, and for all who cannot access the care they need, send social workers, doctors, parish nurses, and other caregivers. Today, we pray especially for those we name before you now. Lord, in your mercy, God, our provider, you call us to give generously. Bless the finance and stewardship teams of this congregation. Make us joyful givers of the time, talents, and treasures you have first given us. Lord, in your mercy, God of our ancestors, in you we have our beginning and our end. We remember all the faithful departed. Enfold in a shield of peace all those who mourn. Hold them in your love. Lord, in your mercy,
we entrust all our prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them by the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
breaking of the bread, as you were made known to the disciples. Receive these gifts and the offering of our lives, that we may be your risen body in the world.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that by this holy communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. As we have been taught, our Father,
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Come to the banquet, for all is now ready.
Thank you.
of Christ's death and resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of heaven to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to Jesus' resurrection, that we may show your glory to all the world. Through the same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and gives you peace.